Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and this morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we're going to visit with Gretchen Reeves. Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning.
How's your summer going?
Oh, it's going great. We got our daughter married off, and it's been a great summer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, big event there for your family.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so what are we going to talk about this morning on Wellness Wednesday, Gretchen?
Well, I'd like to talk about the dementia care services that we provide at CCM Health.
Okay. Hey, before we do that, let's introduce yourself to our listeners a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Gretchen. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I jumped the gun there.
That's all right. So I am a speech-language pathologist, and I see all sorts of different types of patients, primarily adults, at CCM Health and JMHS in Dawson. But my passion and my specialty area are working with people who are living with dementia and their care partners. And so we have several services here at CCM Health that I wanted to just briefly talk about.
Okay. All right. Real good. So Memory Care Clinic, what is that about, Gretchen?
So a lot of people go to their medical providers for their annual wellness visit or just for regular appointments. And if you go to your annual Medicare wellness visit, the Medicare now requires a cognitive screening to check on brain health. We spend a lot of time talking about heart health and lung health and physical health, but unfortunately not a lot of time talking about brain health. And people are living longer, and we're getting better at diagnosing cognitive impairments. And so kind of the joke is for people age 65 and over is they go to see their medical provider, and they have to draw a clock and remember three words. And so that's the cognitive screening. And if people struggle with that, the medical providers will refer them to our team, Memory Care Clinic team. And at the Memory Care Clinic, it's not a separate place. It's just an evaluation process where people come to us along with their family members for a two-day assessment of brain health and interviewing family members. And then the cognitive evaluations are done, the family members are interviewed, they see one of our nurse practitioners, either Jessica Stettner or Greg Waylander, in our clinic, and then we have a care conference. And we're looking for dementia, if that happens to be the case. Sometimes we rule dementia out, and so it can give the person some peace of mind. But if it is dementia, how significant is it? What type is it? And what can we do to help that person and their family members live with it as easily and successfully as possible?
Interesting. Yeah, sometimes, so I'm 65 years old, going to be 66 in September, but I seem to be getting a little more forgetful on things. That's kind of, people say, well, that's normal, you know, to forget.
Right.
Is that true?
We get a lot of that. So we have our test scores correlate to a 1 to 7 scale. And on that scale, if your test scores come out at a 1 or a 2, you have a normal healthy brain. A 1 is a normal healthy brain for a young person. A 2 is a normal healthy brain for an older person. And so our brains do change a little bit as we age normally. Like, we might have more difficulty finding people's names. We might go down to the basement and forget why we went down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all pretty normal. But if your memory starts worsening over time and it starts affecting your ability to get through your day, then it's more serious,
right?
And you need to have it checked out.
That's good. Just the other day, I thought I lost my cell phone. I'm walking around looking for it, and it's in my hand.
Yep, that's pretty normal.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, okay. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's And to involve family members, that can be a challenge too, I would guess, huh? In a way.
Yeah, and the reason we involve family members is because sometimes the person, if they do have some dementia, don't always realize it. And so that's part of the dementia, is their brain is unable to realize that they have a problem. And so we rely on family members' observations and their concerns to help with that diagnosis. And then also, what we really like is that after the appointment at the memory care clinic, then if the person is living with dementia, then I stay in touch with that family afterwards and get them resources they need, get them so that they know about support groups and other services in the community that might be helpful for them, like respite care or home health, the support groups that I'll be talking about, because the care partners need their own support, just right. Like the person living with dementia needs their support.
Right. Yeah, my mother-in-law a few years ago had dementia, and it was a struggle for not only her, of course, but for a whole family. Mm-hmm. It was just very stressful and very upsetting at times, and you know, you just got to work through that as a family.
Right, and that's where I can come in and help, help educate the family on what to expect the person to be able to do and what to expect them to need help with, how to communicate with that person, for example, avoiding saying the phrase, well, don't you remember, we just talked about that, or I told you that yesterday. Mm. Saying phrases like that don't help because the person can't help it.
Right.
That's more of a sign of your frustration that they can't remember. Mm-hmm. So it's teaching family members how to communicate with their loved one as well.
Right. Okay. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Gretchen Reeves. Gretchen is from CCM Health, a speech-language pathologist, and we're talking about memory care and dementia. Anything else you'd like to mention, Gretchen?
Well, I have two support groups that I facilitate. The first one is a dementia care partner support group. So for family members of people living with dementia, we meet once a month at the CCM Wellness Center, the third Thursday of the month from 10:30 to noon. And this is designed to come learn about dementia, because I feel like you're a better care partner if you understand the disease, because it is a brain disease. And then I also co-facilitate a Parkinson's disease support group. Now, not everyone with Parkinson's disease gets dementia, but some do. And so at the Parkinson's disease support group, the person with Parkinson's and their family members / care partner attend. We talk about lots of things revolving around Parkinson's. Dementia is just one of the topics that we talk about, but we talk about every other aspect of Parkinson's as well. So you don't have to have Parkinson's and dementia to attend that support group. That's just in general if you're living with Parkinson's disease.
Okay, good. You know, we talked about the memory care clinic. How do you get a referral? How do you get referrals?
Yeah, so you have to, in order for Medicare to pay for it, you have to have a referral from your medical provider, so that's a doctor, a nurse practitioner, or a physician assistant. And that referral is sent to us either through our internal electronic medical record, if your medical provider is here at CCM Health, or another hospital that uses our Epic medical record system, or the referral can be faxed to us, and then our reception staff calls and sets up that appointment.
Okay. So.
And for the support groups, you can just show up. You don't have to call ahead of time or register for those at all.
Okay. So when were the support groups meeting again? The dementia and the Parkinson's?
Yeah, the Dementia Care Partner Support Group meets the third Thursday of the month from 10:30 to noon at the CCM Wellness Center, which is the old Coburn's building in Montevideo. And then the Parkinson's Support Group meets twice a month, the first and third Mondays of the month, from 3:30 to 5 at the same place, okay, at the CCM Wellness Center. Now, we don't meet this the first Monday in September because of Labor Day, but otherwise it's the first and third Mondays of the month.
Okay, well, good. So did we cover everything you'd like to talk about, Gretchen, or?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
We covered everything.
I can give my contact information,
yep,
if people want that. So I can be reached with any questions about any of these services at 320-321-8230. And that's my office in the rehab department at CCM Health.
Okay. Well, Gretchen, thank you very much for visiting with us about memory care and dementia and Parkinson's this morning here on Wellness Wednesday.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the time.
Yep. Gretchen Reeves from CCM Health, and that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.